With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump continues shaking things up on the world stage. He proposes the U.S. take control of the Gaza Strip, relocating the Palestinians to neighboring countries who have expressed so much concern for their welfare, and then redeveloping the land with homes for the Palestinians.
I do see a long-term ownership position, and I see it bringing great stability to that part of the Middle East and maybe the entire Middle East. And everybody I've spoken to, this was not a decision made lightly. Everybody I've spoken to loves the idea of the United States owning that piece of land, developing and creating thousands of jobs with something that will be magnificent.
An impressive number of federal workers, some 20,000 at last count, are taking the president up on his buyout offer.
The CIA is reportedly offering buyouts to its entire workforce. The Wall Street Journal cites officials saying it's being done to bring the agency in line with President Trump's vision. President Trump has made downsizing the federal government one of his top priorities. Workers have until February 6th to accept the offer to resign, with payments continuing until September. Resignations are reportedly expected to increase as the deadline draws near. The Trump administration offered employees the buyout ahead of the return-to-office requirements as part of an effort to shrink the workforce. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, police in the Columbus suburb of New Albany, Ohio, looking for the gunman who opened fire last night at a cosmetics warehouse.
We have one confirmed fatality. We have five that were transported to the hospital. Their conditions, I'm not able to comment on their conditions at this point. We have a person of interest, and we are working to locate them and bring them into custody.
New Albany Police Chief Greg Jones telling WSYX WTTE it was a targeted attack with no threat to the public at large. This is SRN News. The House will consider another pro-life bill.
The Life at Conception Act is sponsored by Missouri Republican Eric Burleson, and it would establish that unborn babies are persons and protected by the 14th Amendment. The amendment, which was ratified in 1868, states that, quote, no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. The Life Act has been introduced before, but never made it out of committee. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A lawsuit's been filed against an Arkansas County judge who fired a librarian after she opposed efforts to keep pornographic books out of the hands of youngsters. The American Civil Liberties Union is contesting the 2023 firing of former Saline County Library Director Patty Hector. Parents all across the country have become aware of the books that their children are being exposed to in school as well as public libraries. This is SRN News. You're not only paying more for eggs at the supermarket. The breakfast staple has become so expensive that one popular eatery is adding an egg surcharge.
The Waffle House restaurant chain is putting a 50-cent per egg surcharge in place temporarily because of the biggest bird flu outbreak in a decade. The restaurant, typically a reliable spot for a cheap breakfast, said that the resulting egg shortage has led to a dramatic increase in its costs. Bird flu is pushing U.S. egg prices to more than double their cost in the summer of 2023. The chain's two-egg breakfast, which comes with a toast and a side, was listed at $7.75 on Tuesday. Keith Peters reporting.
Kentucky lawmakers have completed their work on reducing the state's individual income tax rate, delivering on a top Republican priority on day five of this year's legislative session. On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 51 points. More details at SRNNews.com.